there was a man that he died, and he a pastor of a church. He died and he went to heaven. When he got there, St. Peter met him in a gate and said, "Welcome, come on in, brother." And he welcomed me and said, "Boy, this place is beautiful." He said, "Yeah, let's go down Hallelujah Boulevard here. I want to show you something." So they're walking down Hallelujah Boulevard, and he looks over and he says, "My land, what a man, what a house. Who owns that?" So, well, that was Sister Sue. He said, "Sister Sue, who in the world is she?" He said, "You don't know her? She was a member of your church on the earth." He said, "What? A lady in my church owns a place like that, and I didn't even know her?" He said, "Wow." So he walked down to the end of Hallelujah Boulevard and turned right on Glory Boulevard and walked along, and there's another big, beautiful mansion. He said, "Now, who in the world lives in that?" He said, "That's Brother Jack." He said, "Who in the world's Brother Jack?" He said, "You don't know him either? He was a deacon in your church." He said, "Wow, if Sister Sue, which I don't know, got this mansion, and Brother Jack, which I don't remember, got this mansion, I can only imagine what I'm going to get." Does that sound like that wisdom of the world? So he said, we walk way on down two or three more roads and streets and go way out there in the back, and I find this little bitty shack. I said, "Who's that?" He said, "That's yours." That's not what a preacher wants to see, is it? But the thing about it is, if the guy's in heaven, being a buck private in heaven would be better than being a general in hell, right? Amen. You don't want to be in that place. So, but that just goes to show you that there's many rooms, and he's going to prepare one for you and me. So we want to, in fact, another little joke one day, a preacher was there, and it was thundering. Since we had so much thunder and lightning this last week, it was the thunder and lightning, and the little boy said, "Daddy, what is that?" He said, "Son, when it's thundering like that, that's the Lord working on your daddy's house in heaven." He thought a minute. He said, "Daddy don't work on it very often." Oh, you know, that amazing how that you have to be careful what you say, because the Holy Spirit can speak out of them children, Katie, and he'll get you sometimes through your children. I'm telling you, it's just amazing. I've seen God do so many things through my children. It so amazes me when I see God do something like that. But anyway, verse 3 and 4 here, let's go on. "When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am, and you know where I'm going and how to get there." Now then, in other words, when he gets your house ready and everything's complete, he's going to come back and get you. Now, isn't it amazing? He's went out there and prepared a beautiful home for us, and he comes down here to get us, and we fight tooth and nail going. We don't want to go. I mean, isn't that amazing how that works? Almost nobody wants to give up this flesh that we live in on the earth. I don't care if you live to be 100 years old, you still don't want to give it up. God just put that in us, I'll tell you. Verse 5 and 6, he says, "You know where I'm going." "No, we don't know, Lord." Thomas says, "Lord, we haven't any idea where you're going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." So how many ways are there to heaven? Absolutely right. One. You can be dogmatic about that. I don't care what anybody tries to tell you. They can tell you there's 1,000 ways to heaven. In fact, I was on an airplane one day coming back from New Orleans with a couple, and she was sitting beside me, and he was sitting by the window. And I asked her, I said, "Are you and your husband Christians?" "Oh, yeah, yeah." I said, "What kind of a church you go to?" "We don't go to church." I said, "You don't go to church?" I said, "Then how do you think you're going to get to heaven?" Oh, she said, "There's at least 1,000 different ways to get to heaven." I said, "Oh, have you believed a lie?" Her husband looked around and said, "What's this going on over here?" I said, "Your wife just tells me that there's over 1,000 ways to heaven." He said, "Well, there's lots of ways. God would never do something so there could be just one way." I said, "Oh, yes, he did. He sent one son, his name Jesus Christ, and if you don't believe in him, you're going to bust hell wide open." I said, "There ain't no way to heaven but one." I said, "That's written in the Word of God." Well, I had a real good conversation with him. He quit looking out the window. We talked all the way back to Dallas, which wasn't but about an hour. But he was amazed that God could be so small in the way he does things that he would only allow one path to heaven. I didn't make the rules, did I? He made the rules. Did he say there was one path to heaven? You can't get much clearer than this, can you? I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me. Now then, if somebody said, well, you know, but if you're a Jew and you've never become a Messianic Jew, you never believed in Jesus as Lord and Savior, is a Jew going to go to hell when he dies? Yes. What if you happen to be a Gentile and you never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? What's going to happen to you? You going to heaven when you die? No, no. That's why that what Joseph just said, that when we were down there talking to Howard Pittman years ago, when he was on his highway to heaven, only 2.5% of the people that died that day went to heaven. Now then, the way I understood that day, I understood him to say that there was 2,000 people on earth died in that 15 minutes. Now that's pretty close to the real number of people that die every day. It's increased a little now. It's up about 3,000 people. You know, between 2,000 and 3,000 people die every 15 minutes on this earth. That's a lot, isn't it? Between 2,000 and 3,000 people every 15 minutes. So that's about 10,000 people an hour die every day on the earth. 10,000 under normal conditions. So what are we getting so excited about when somebody, you know, when somebody else has some little something and gets sick and dies? It's going to be 10,000 die anyway in an hour. You know, those things normally don't go through our mind, do we? Because in the little towns and places we live, we only see a death ever so often. We don't see them like this. But we're talking the world over. 10,000 people an hour approximately are dying on the face of the earth. And what are we doing about it? Nothing. Most of us are not even sharing Jesus with people. Because everybody that dies that does not know Jesus, where are they going to go? To hell. Isn't that awful? They're going to go to hell. Verse 7 and 8. If you had known who I am, then you would have known who my Father is. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. Now, isn't that amazing? Show me. We hadn't changed much, have we? Show me. We don't walk by faith. Show me. You know, I mean, everything on this earth is show me. I believe there's blue carpet on the floor because I can see it. I can feel it. You know, somebody said, Thurman's got blue carpet on the church in there and you ain't never been in here. You'd have to take that by faith that they knew what they were talking about. And then, of course, you know, you might walk in here and, hey, I got concrete on the floor. You know, there ain't no carpet. You say, well, they lied to me. But at least you believe them by faith. But that's what we have to do. But Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. We got to see something. Well, let's see what he said. Jesus replied, Philip, don't you even yet know who I am? Even after all the time I've been with you, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking to see him? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Today, when these miracles and healings and everything else happens, who is doing it through us? Still, the Father is doing these works through us because Jesus and the Holy Ghost lives in us. So who really lives in each one of us as born-again Christians? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're all in there. And so when it's amazing that these three beings are in us. Now, it's sometimes very difficult for me to remember that. Do y'all have the same problem I do? When something goes wrong or somebody makes you mad or something, somebody offends you, you want to, if you let the flesh rise up, it wants to just reach out and strangle somebody. I know none of y'all ever done that like me. No, everybody's ever had that problem but me. I saw a girl shirt the other day, I forget where I was somewhere, and she says something about, I forget on her shirt, it says something about, I've had a very stressful day and no one to strangle. And I thought, well, I'm glad. I said to the young lady, I said, have you really had a set stressed out day? She said, well, no, it's not really been that bad. I said, well, I'm hoping so, because if it is, I think I'm going to leave. But then I got to talk to her about Jesus. But anyway, she just had something on that said that. So, verse 11 and 12. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe because of what you have seen me do. Now then, if you don't believe Jesus lives in me, if you don't believe the Father lives in me, then who do you think done all these wonderful miracles for people that I've prayed for? I mean, who do you think's done the miracles that for those that Cheryl's prayed for? Or Pat, or Sharon, or whoever? Eldon, Nancy. When we pray for people, I remember that guy that was back there in the back that had the stroke. He couldn't talk. Brought him to a healing school. He sat through 4 hours of healing school. And then Eldon was back there working on the guy, anointing him with oil, praying over him and everything else. And the guy jumped out of the chair and started talking and running around right back there in the back. Now, who did that when Eldon and Nancy was praying for him? The Father, in the name of Jesus, absolutely did all that. And, of course, the next day, that was on Saturday, the next day they both came, him and his friend, came back to Sunday service, and his friend got up and said, you know, I got to give a testimony. Before yesterday, my friend couldn't say 3 words. He's out of breath, couldn't talk. He said, since he got here yesterday and got healed, I haven't been able to shut him up. He said, all he's done is talked all night and all day. Well, he had all them words stored up in him. He needed to be needed to release them. And when Eldon prayed for him, God released him. So isn't it amazing to see our Lord do these things through people? It's absolutely amazing how he does that. The truth is, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done. Now, that couldn't be true. I mean, that just couldn't be true. That's got to be a misprint. How did I miss something that powerful all those years? How could I have gone to church and never even remember seeing that? Jack, did you have the same problem I did?
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.